Shabbat Shalom. This morning I want to talk about Chanukah. And I want to begin the conversation about the year 5 to 600 CE. About 500 CE, the Talmud is finished being compiled. And in the Talmud, we have a conversation about Shabbat candles, which candles are appropriate to use, how long the wicks can be, how they should smell, a whole conversation. And as an aside, they say, oh yeah, and Hanukkah candles need to do X and need to look like Y, and they can be this and they can be that. And then the Talmud pauses and asks a fascinating question. It asks us, my Hanukkah. What is Hanukkah? It's a fascinating question. No other holiday gets the question, my Pesach. There's no what is Passover, what is Shavuot. The Talmud doesn't ask, because we know the answer already. But for Chanukah, it says, my Chanukah. And this morning, I want to try and answer. I'll begin with the answer the Talmud itself gives right after. Immediately after asking the question, it tells us our famous story of the oil. In fact, it's the first time we have this story of the oil. In 500 CE, the rabbis tell us that when the Maccabees won, they came back to the temple was trashed, they stood up the menorah that these menorot on our bima are meant to resemble. They stood it up and they went to put the oil in the menorah, but there was only enough for one day, but miraculously it lasted for 8 days. Answer one. Now I want to go back in time. 132 BCE, so about 600 and change years earlier, the Maccabees. We actually have four books of Maccabees that exist. Four entire books that explain the story of the Maccabees, and not one of them make it into our Bible. Chanukah is our holiday, the books of Maccabees, not our Bible. Confusing. The four books, more than that, are almost exclusively a military history. This battle was fought here at this time of day, and they won because they had horses and chariots and elephants, and this happened and that happened, and this won and they won. It, in my humble opinion, is very dry and hard to get through. There is one fascinating aside, which I will only give you as a teaser. It's not what I'm talking about today, but I can't resist teasing you a little. There is a heroine named Judith. And for those of you who know the story, I encourage you to be very careful who you accept a cup of milk from. And for those of you who don't, I encourage you to go read. But what I care about is in the beginning of the second book of Maccabees, the Maccabees come back in, they take back the temple, they purify the temple, it's ready to be used again. And they say, we've been fighting in the hills, we haven't had the temple, we missed Sukkot. So now, on the 25th of Kislev, we're going to celebrate the holiday of Sukkot, a holiday that is 8 days long, a holiday that is all about festive cheer. Sounds a lot like Hanukkah, but it says, no, we're going to celebrate Sukkot, but now we're going to do it forever in the month of Kislev. Okay, so now we've got two answers. The Talmud, 500 CE, tells us it's about this oil miracle. The book of Maccabees, 130 BCE, tells us it's about celebrating Sukkot. Now I want to jump ahead till about the turn of the millennia, about 900 CE, much later on, we get to Maimonides. Maimonides, Rambam, writes his vast book, the law, Mishneh Torah, all of the laws of Judaism, and of course he's got the laws of Chanukah. In there, he tells us that our job on Chanukah, the point of Chanukah, is Pirsume Nisa. That our job is to advertise, to share the miracle with everyone. Make sure everyone knows about the miracle, but he does not so clear about what the miracle is. The miracle could be that the Maccabees won the war at all that God saw to give us the chance to win. It could be this miracle of oil. He actually never lays it out for us. I think the key comes from back in the Talmud. Right before it asks the question, my Chanukah, the Talmud, 500 CE, is asking a different kind of question. We have the school of Hillel and the school of Shammai, the precursors for all of rabbinic Judaism, having a debate, a fight. One side says that on Chanukah, you should start with one candle and add a candle each night so you get to eight. And the other side says you should start with 8 candles and take one away each day. Not only that, but the Talmud's not sure why each one thinks that and starts giving them reasons. They each have several reasons why it might be they argue that. And then the Talmud gives us a fascinating answer, which is, of course, no answer at all. The Talmud doesn't tell us which one is right. It ends with a story. It says they went to this town to check it out, to see what there. They found the two most venerable elders, the two people that if they, whatever they did, would be fine for everyone. Whatever these guys did would be totally acceptable. And one started with one candle and went to 8 days, and the other started with 8 candles and went down to 1. And they both did it for different reasons, which contradicted each other. And in that, I think we have the real key of Hanukkah, the real lesson, which is Hanukkah is a holiday about rejecting the question, my Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a holiday where we reject the idea that our holiday is about one thing. But more than that, we say Hanukkah is a stand-in for Judaism here. It's a model for us. Are we Jews one thing? Are we a history of the Jewish people? Are we just a religion? Are we just a people? Are we just a state? Are we just a minority? Are we all doctors and lawyers? Are we just a theology? Are we just a halakha? The answer is, of course, no. We are all of the above. Hanukkah is giving us a tool of how to deal with the fact that Judaism, as well with all great, serious things in life, contradicts itself, is confusing, is messy, yet somehow still works. This Hanukkah, I wish each of you a present. I wish each of you the chance to live with all of the above. Happy Hanukkah and Shabbat Shalom.